Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray is producing and engineering the show on the other side of the glass, and together we welcome you to our Thursday edition of Buckmaster. April 14th, tomorrow is not tax day, Ray. I think everybody gets an extension this year. I think it's actually Monday. I could be wrong, but that's what I believe, that it is actually not the 15th this year, but is the 17th. But regardless, you should have your taxes finished or working on an extension or whatever. Ramon Valadez, it's the 18th. Thank you, Ray. The 18th is the tax deadline. Ramon Valadez is with me in studio, District 2 Pima County Supervisor. Mr. Valadez, a Democrat, will get with his interview in just a few moments. But first, I want to tell you also, one of my favorite new segments on the show is our travel segment with Bon Voyage Travel. Ryan Hansen joins us at 12:30. We're going to talk about Europe and really kind of the hottest thing going right now. People love to do these river cruises over in Europe, and Ryan's going to be telling us what's involved with that. Then State Representative Bruce Wheeler will be with us. Bruce is the assistant leader of the House Democrats. A year ago this time, basically the session was over. It was one of the earliest ending sessions in, I think, 20 or 30 years. Not the case this year. Working on the budget situation. And Supervisor Valadez, first of all, good to see you.
As always, Bill, good to be here.
And, of course, what happens with the budget impacts Pima County, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
yes, it does.
Yeah. So who knows what kind of situation will evolve out of that. All right. The big story today is the Goldwater Institute, based in Phoenix, filing a suit. I don't know if they filed it this morning, but they said they're going to file it sometime today, against Pima County over its incentive deal with Worldview. What is your reaction?
Well, my reaction was, you know what? I was hired by the voters of my district to fight for my district, and part of that fight is to make sure that we get jobs. I don't believe anything inappropriate was done. I still don't believe anything inappropriate was done, and I'm doing my job, and I frankly am unapologetic about fighting for my district.
As a citizen, and I know there's probably some things you can't say because this is now in litigation, but as a citizen, do you believe this is politically motivated?
You know, I spent 7 years in Phoenix in the Arizona legislature, and obviously the last 13 here on the Board of Supervisors. I will tell you that from what I've seen as a private citizen, not obviously as a supervisor, I've seen where there is a high probability that when the Goldwater sues an entity, there is some political motivation involved.
And is that political motivation usually directed at Democrats who control certain jurisdictions?
Well, I haven't seen them sue conservative entities. Let's put it that way.
All right. So, but you still think the Worldview operation, it's a good deal?
Let me give you a little bit. I will tell you that I don't believe the media is doing a good job at presenting the entire story. Okay. I will tell you that they're doing a spectacular job at talking about the space capsule that's going to take people of affluence up in space.
Which apparently that is just a small percentage of this business, but that's what everybody has focused on, the balloon rides.
Yeah.
Glorified kind of, you know, carnival
right.
carnival ride.
It is a very small percentage of their what they're going to be doing. They're working with Raytheon. They're working with the military. They're working with research and development. Let me tell you why it's so important to me and why I believe that what they're doing is important. Here's why. Because oftentimes when our men and women in uniform are in a foreign land, in harm's way, they're dealing with a communication system satellite that's 40 and 30 years old, and it fails. And the last thing we want is to have those men and women being unable to communicate with the command staff or their backup. And with what this product or what this company and these balloons are going to make it possible, within hours, they will be able to put a communication satellite in geostationary orbit. And those men and women in harm's way protecting our freedoms are going to be safe because they're going to be able to reestablish communication amongst themselves and their command staff. But maybe that's not important.
So the balloon ride was the thing that was focused on, though.
And it's a very small part of their business. But again, here's the difference. It's whether or not we report the news versus making the news. That capsule makes news. The truth and what they actually do in the bulk of the big picture doesn't make the news. It's not sexy.
790-2040, 790-2040. Ramon Valadez is with us, and he would be happy to answer your questions or your concerns. And if you have any comments, Jim is with us. Jim Kelly would like to get right into this with Ramon Valadez. Go ahead, Jim.
Thank you, Bill. Hi, Ramon. Very good to talk to you again.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, as much as I'm going to get yelled at for this, thank you for fighting for District 2. I think you're
doing fine. Stop the presses.
I think you're doing fine in that regard. I'm not against the worldview thing. The perception is that the process was flawed. And for that, you know what, maybe we should look at the process of how it was put together. But like I said, I'm not going to fault you for fighting for District 2. I'm not going to fault you for fighting for worldview. I mean, you know, I fight for companies on the South Side all the time. So I think it's a non-issue in terms of politics, and I'm sorry that politics has been brought into it. Secondly, there's some things I would like to encourage you to do, Ramon. Get on an airplane, go to Crystal City, and start knocking on the doors of some of those aerospace research and development communications IT companies and see if you can't get them out here and build some headquarters all along the aerospace parkway. Mm. If you could do that, Ramon, I would be forever in your debt.
Oh, okay.
Jim, thank you for the idea. I'm going to go ahead and see what we can do to do that. Thank you for the idea.
Sir. Thank you, Jim. Jim Kelly, of course, for those that don't know, Jim is been a very, very strong advocate. Well, he's a strong advocate for District 2, but he's very much been an advocate for Republicans. And so for him to compliment you, well, that's very interesting.
And I thank you, Jim. I really appreciate it.
DM among what, four candidates for the reserve F-35? There would be a squadron of F-35s, part of a reserve package. Tucson being considered, but you know, this is kind of long term, but it's good news that we are thinking about other uses for DM.
Absolutely. The message that is going back to Washington, obviously we're looking at an entity that annually does about $1.5 billion in economic impact here in our local region. So we obviously can't afford to be losing that. So the message going back is that we need a mission here. Obviously, yesterday the press was that we're one of four sites for a reserve squadron of F-35s. We're a long way from getting it. And obviously, even if it announces that we are getting a squadron, it won't be until
2023.
So it's going to be a while.
Well, it's a start anyway. And let's go back to the live line. Ingrid would like to speak with Ramon Valadez. Hey, Ingrid.
Hi. Well, okay, so the F-35 is going to be delayed. I understand that they even have problems with rust. It all sounds so almost silly. But as far as the Worldview project, if that were to have any kind of, or is purported to have any kind of military benefits, why isn't the military taking care of a project like that on its own? And can you review one more time how much money these people are getting from the taxpayer?
Okay.
And what they get at the end of the project for $10? I'll hang up. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ingrid.
Well, like most things, the military actually works with private contracts to develop much of the technology that they use. And this is an exact case of that. I mean, they do it in the case of Raytheon with missile systems and other products, and that's part of what their normal operating. Obviously, Worldview is working with Raytheon as well at this point on several projects, although I don't know what those are. In terms of what is the deal? The deal is, we are building an asset, a county asset, for $15 million over at the Aerospace and Defense Corridor, or Park, I'm sorry. We are building a county asset. It is never going to be owned until an end of a lease by Worldview. The county taxpayer owns that asset. It is our asset. At the end of 20 years, they will have paid somewhere around $23 million for leasing that property. And then, yes, they will have the option of purchasing it for $10.
So it's like they're paying rent to Pima County.
It's not like that's what they're doing.
Okay. All right.
Now, what do Pima County get? Pima County gets over 400 jobs. And that's something I don't think we've paid a lot of attention to. Over 400 jobs. A third party economic development study institute that is not associated with Pima County, not associated with Worldview, did an economic analysis and said that over that 20-year period, our region here in Pima County will see a benefit of up to $3.5 billion. Over 400 jobs, all paying over $55,000. An impact of $3.5 billion, and they're paying more than the property than the county asset is costing us. And remember, it until they at the end of the lease, it is a county asset. If they were to leave, it's still a county asset that we can put other tenants into.
All right, we're going to take our break right here. Can I do a quick Green Things shout out to our friends at Green Things? Great weekend coming up for gardening. Check out Green Things. You know, they're over there on River Road and just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. It's they started at 4 acres. They're now up to 13 acres. It's a great asset and very easy to reach right off of even the walk, the Rito River Walk. You can get to walk into Green Things. Ramon, you've been by there.
Oh, you know. Clearly. It's one of my favorite nurseries to go to. Yeah. It's got a
they
lot
got
of variety.
Everything.
Oh, yeah.
Pottery, every imaginable plant, and everything's in bloom. So the cacti are blooming. Great place to go. Check it out and tell Jan and Jack, the owners, that Bill sent you. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ken Flower with Arizona Party Rental. We are proud to provide everything Arizona Wildcat fans need to enjoy the game. And here to tell you all about it is a very familiar voice.
Hey, it's Brian Jeffries, voice of the Wildcats. Make the right call and do what the cats do. Call Arizona Party Rental for your next special event.
Thanks, Brian. Man, wait until everybody finds out what we have in the works, like our Monteverde Grill. It's a gourmet kitchen on wheels, a 5-star restaurant, and our new high-tech selfie photo booth. Learn more online at ArizonaPartyRental.net.
What if you could see tomorrow? At Biosphere 2, being at the forefront of scientific discovery and innovation is our goal. And every Saturday during April, Biosphere 2 will present expert talks and have science activities focusing on Earth Month. What if presentations include a Nobel Prize-winning climate professor, Oceans Day, and wild jaguars in Arizona? Tours daily and more info at biosphere2.org. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We have an entire section devoted to the Old West and its heritage. Contributors include Wyatt Earp historian Scott Dyke and hiking Apacheria's Jerry Egan. We also look back at Old West newspapers and feature a column, This Day in Old West History. It is Old West News from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The Don't Miss Business event of the season is here. The 2016 Better Business Bureau Torch Awards are May 5th at Casino del Sol Resort at 5:30 p.m. Join us for a celebration of the long history of Better Business Bureau in Southern Arizona as we honor this year's winners for their work in community service, customer excellence, and ethics. This spectacular dinner event is selling fast. Don't delay. Reserve your spot today and register at bbb.org/Tucson.
This new year opens up a world of possibilities. So how about making your vacation dreams a reality? For more than 40 years, Bon Voyage Travel has advised our clients on virtually every detail of their travel planning. Whether it's a luxury cruise, African safari, romantic beach getaway, or perhaps a journey off the beaten path, we work hard to make the most out of your investment. So all you have to do is just pack your bags. To get started, call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's a Thursday afternoon in glorious Tucson, Arizona. Warm day today, cool tomorrow. The winds will be back and then cools things off. So we've got a great weekend coming up after kind of a windy, dusty day tomorrow. Ramon Valadez is here, Supervisor Valadez, representing District 2. In the supervisorial districts in Pima County. There was an op-ed this week from your colleague on the board, Allie Miller, who basically said that you and your, well, let's put it this way, that her four colleagues on the board, along with Chuck Huckleberry, Pima County Administrator, were the ones that are damaging the brand of Pima County, not Supervisor Miller.
Well, my only response to that was, as you know, Bill, I was a staff member to several elected officials before I ran for office. And if I was a staff member, I would highly recommend that my energies be refocused at serving my district as opposed to trying to make others look bad. The truth is, there's a bigger issue here. There's a much bigger issue. We've seen an incredible emergence of what I'm referring to as anger politics. And anger politics is when you show up someplace and you're angry and you don't want it to happen, but you're angry about it. And the truth is, you know, democracy demands a lot from us, and it really does. And it doesn't mean that we all agree. It has never meant that. It means that we all have to our own viewpoint. It means that we all have to talk to each other. But the truth is, what anger politics does is it changes the conversation. It changes the conversation to, I'm angry, it's your fault, and we shouldn't do whatever X is. The real discussion that we need to start having as a community, I believe, is how do we make Pima County even better? And you know what? I think the diversity in ideas and backgrounds becomes our strength in that regard. But we need to change and shift that discussion from I'm angry to, okay, I may disagree with you, but let's have a conversation. How do we make Pima County better? How do we solve our problems? Because anger politics is not about solving problems. Anger politics is not about hope. It's not about vision. It's not about problems. It's about simply being angry about everything, and it doesn't solve any problems. So we need to change the paradigm from I'm angry to, okay, I may have a different viewpoint, but let's have a discussion about how do we make it better? How do we make Pima County better? because the end result of that discussion will have results.
We go now to the live line, 790-2040. Dan has called. Hey, Dan.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to thank the supervisor for making it so obvious, even for my grandchildren, to see why people go into politics here. It sounds like this fellow has a pretty nice job waiting for him when he loses his next election, doesn't it?
And what job would that be?
Oh, it wouldn't be anything to do with the Way of the World group that's taking $15 million of our taxpayers' money, would it?
No idea. Thank you, Dan. All right. What about the jail grant? Pima County, one of 11 jurisdictions in the country to get this jail grant. Is this aimed at reducing the population of the jail?
The truth is it's multifaceted. I mean, and there's a couple different ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is the aim of the grant itself is to reduce the jail population by reducing recidivism and make sure, and recidivism means they come back, they go once and they keep coming back. Reducing that, making sure that where there's needs in behavioral health, they have those needs met, or where they have other needs, so that those needs are met, so that they can continue to be productive citizens, or become productive citizens and continue to be productive citizens. From the fiscal perspective, the grant actually, by reducing the jail population, we as taxpayers are frankly have less cost of incarceration than we do today. So whether we look at it in terms of the outcomes of productive citizens in our community, or whether we look at it as the money that we can save, all around, it's actually a really good project. I think it's going to have some really positive and dynamic results.
The budget is coming up. You have to have a balanced budget by the end of the fiscal year. Are you waiting to see what the state's going to do? Is that going to be a big component?
Well, I'll tell you what. it is. I mean, last year, what ended up happening with what they did with the 1% monies, now one third of our primary property taxes of every Pima County taxpayer is just going to the state. We were around $82 million. Now we're over $100 million, so a full third of our primary property taxes. So does it have an influence? Oh, absolutely. It has a huge influence. But the truth is that oftentimes as we're putting together, and budget hearings, by the way, begin next Tuesday, and
really?
They'll go throughout the rest of April and March.
A hearing. It's open to everyone.
It's open to everybody. It will be streamed, transmitted. And so anyone who wants to participate, who wants to watch, who wants to listen, or doesn't, it is their choice. We are trying to be as open on that process as we can. And obviously, we'll sit back and see what kind of impact the state budget has this year. But at this point, we don't really know.
Just heard from the Worldview folks sending me an email during the show, which is nice. And they're offering up their CEO, Jane Poynter, to be on the program. She'd like to come on the program and talk about their business and what their goals are. So we will definitely schedule that in our coming weeks, certainly by, maybe we can do it before I take off for vacation in early May. But anyway, so the budget hearing begins
next
Tuesday. Okay.
Correct.
And there'll be how many of these hearings?
I believe there's 8.
And the sheriff's deputies are going to be out in force. They want more money.
Right.
And who knows?
And the courts need more money as
courts
well.
Courts need more money.
Right.
Everybody would like more money, I'm sure, but
right.
We'll see what happens with the budget process. So right now, you're not looking at any kind of cuts that are going to be necessary from the budget.
At this point, I don't believe so, but that remains to be seen. Obviously, we're just trying to, if the state would just go ahead and just leave us alone, we'd be in a whole lot better shape. The truth is that obviously, like I said, today a full third of our primary property taxes is going to the state of Arizona, and your listeners, the board, nobody gets any say about that.
Very cool. All right, Ramon Valdez, thank you very much. Ramon, thanks. Hope you have a good weekend coming up here.
You too, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you. And I want to tell our listeners, Ramon, about a great place in the southwestern United States. And I'm sure you've been over there. It's only 3 hours east of Tucson to Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. That is a lovely corner of the southwestern United States.
And it's frankly close enough that it's just a day trip, and it's well worth the trip.
It is worth the trip, and they have really done a beautiful job with historic Silver City in remodeling the area. They've got the finest collection of, if you're into Mimbres pottery, which is some of the most beautiful pottery, the collection at Western New Mexico University in Silver City available for everybody to check out. It's certainly worth the trip. So many things to do over there, including visiting the famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. And there's going to be admission will be free coming up here in a week or so at our national parks to celebrate the 100-year anniversary of the parks and national monuments. Silver City, great places to stay like Bear Mountain Lodge. Check out the full listing at southwestnewmexico.org.
What is it, boy? You want to go where? To the Humane Society's Putting on the Dog? It is the best event in Tucson. You're right. We should go.
Get your tickets to Tucson's best pet event, Putting on the Dog, Friday, May 6th from 6 to 9 at the Tucson Hilton El Conquistador. Food by Tucson Originals, live and silent auctions, great entertainment, and more. Tickets at hssaz.org/POD. All proceeds benefit the Humane Society of Southern Arizona.
Keep your family and pets safe from bee stings. Call the professional pest control team at Five Star. We give you options in dealing with this situation. We can remove them with our special equipment or send them to bee heaven. Call the professional pest team at 886-0045 or visit fivestar-termite.com.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Friday, our Friday Focus interview is with Michael McDonald. Mr. McDonald is head of the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. Also, we'll have on our Friday roundtable Dylan Smith of TucsonSentinel.com and Mari Herreras of the Tucson Weekly. Matt Russell has Weekend Watch on Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Time for one of my new favorite segments. I love to travel, and travel is the subject of the Buckmaster Show segment with our contributor on the travel industry, Ryan Hansen, joining us. Ryan is Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for Bon Voyage Travel, which is celebrating its 40 years in the travel business, serving Southern Arizona travelers. They have four offices in Southern Arizona, and they're on the web. They have a very strong web presence, and really you have to be, Ryan, don't you, in these days in the travel business?
That's right. You know, travelers and really consumers of any kind have the information at their fingertips on the internet, so you have to be there. You have to be in that market.
Good to see you again. And the website, by the way, is bvtravel.com, full of great information. And we're hopefully going to get some good information out about one of the hottest areas in travel. I have so many friends, Ryan, that love to do the river cruises. Our financial guy, Shelley Fishman, who's with us every Tuesday, he's on one right now over in Spain and France.
Oh, beautiful.
I mean, this is a big deal right now in the industry. How would you characterize this segment of the business?
It is an emerging segment. It's definitely something that is new relative in the last 5 to 7 years. I think what you're able to get with it, it's really a floating hotel. So you can take advantage of all of the things that people love about cruising, which would be unpack once. You get to keep all your stuff in one place and see lots of different port cities, but yet you do it in the heart of Europe, which would be where most of those river cruises and the most popular would be found, is all across Europe. But you get to see ports that you obviously cannot get to on an ocean-going cruise vessel.
Right.
And you also can avoid any seasickness that some people may be a little bit afraid of. The ocean-going vessel, you're not going to get seasick on one of the European rivers, so
yeah,
you see a whole new
highly
thing.
Unlikely you're going to get seasick.
Yeah.
On the Rhine, where, you know, maybe the ocean crossing folks are sensitive, certainly, mm-hmm. to that. And the companies that are offering now the river cruises, has that expanded?
Oh, very much so. And it's an emerging market, and there's lots of different ones. And that's where I think we come into play, as mm-hmm. much like we've talked in the past,
right.
about destinations, not knowing where to go to fit your personal needs, because travel is so personal. You think of when you stay at a hotel, there's lots of different variations of hotel, from your Hyatt Place, which might be a little bit more budget in nature, all the way up to a Four Seasons or a Ritz-Carlton. And the normal consumer can kind of figure that out, and they know the different amenities, the price points, the type of linens they'll find in their bed, and the size of their rooms. River cruising is much the same. It's not one ship is one size fits all. There's much different things, and the demographic of a river cruiser, it's back to that personal nature. You might like something that, like a Viking river cruise, which is going to be a little bit more simpler in decor on the ship, a little more streamlined. Or you may want to get the full European experience of a Uniworld boutique type river cruise ship that is more Victorian in nature, and every ship is a different style. So it's a destination of its own. Or really a nice sweet spot for a lot of our travelers is a cruise line by the name of AMA Waterways. And that finds somewhere right in the middle, from a price point that's a little bit less expensive than maybe a Uniworld, but it provides a more luxury experience than what you'd find on Viking. So there's lots of options and still lots of rivers that give you different feel. If you're looking for a wine cruise, you may want to be down in the Bordeaux region.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for more traditional heart of Europe, you're going to want to be on the romantic Danube. Does it get any better than
right.
sailing down the Danube and hitting all those great cities?
All the historic areas along these areas, along the river. And you get this chance to, as you say, you unpack. And from a price point, and this goes actually, and we'll talk probably about this, about ocean cruising mm-hmm. Next month. But one of the attractive things about when you factor in, you know, the cost of your sleeping arrangement and putting in the food.
That's right.
And it actually comes, it's a very competitive way to travel.
That's no question. Yeah. When you start to add up the breakfast, lunch, and dinners right. that are provided, the beverages. In most cases, these river cruise lines are going to include alcohol with your meals. And some of them, it's all inclusive. It's every alcohol beverage throughout the day. So you start to add all of that up, and it does become a reasonably priced vacation when you start to combine or compare that to if you tried to piece it all together yourself, driving or taking the train or other public forms of transportation to hit as many of these great cities on your own. It's hassle-free travel. Mm-hmm. And invariably, it's a smooth sailing ride that you can sit there and enjoy the view. Sometimes you'll take a shore excursion, maybe ride some bicycles along the riverbed, and the cruise will just meet you at the next port. So it makes travel much easier for you.
How about for the whole family? Are there river cruises that this is not just necessarily for people who don't want to bring the kids along?
Yeah, in fact, one of the great things about the AMA Waterways line that I talked about earlier.
How is that spelled, this AMA?
AMA, A-M-A, Waterways
okay.
is how it's spelled. So
okay.
AMA has partnered with Disney to be able to provide some family-friendly shore excursions and bring a little bit, not of the Disney characters to the river. So it's not like Mickey Mouse is going to be traveling down the Seine in yeah. Paris at the Eiffel Tower by any means. But what Disney does, as we all know, is they make the family experience that much better. And it's not just about Mickey, but it's about making the kids have a memorable and a long-lasting experience. And they have partnered with AMA Waterways. So that would be my recommendation if you're looking for a family experience on the river, would be your first bet. But there's other ones, and it's not just about couples experiencing the heart of Europe. It still is very much a family opportunity, because when you're sailing down these rivers, you are steps into the cities, into the villages even of some of these port towns, where you take two steps off ship and you are right there in the heart of a 14th century village.
I hadn't thought of that, Ryan, because when you fly into these cities, you're going to have to get into the old town or wherever, and a lot of times, most of the time in Europe, you have those historic areas were built on the waterway.
That's right.
So you're going to be right there in the heart of for all the historic attractions.
That's right. You have to think of the waterways as the central nervous system mm-hmm. of the whole community. And so everything revolved, and still does in many cases, revolves around the water. And it's not just roads. There's the infrastructure that's built up. It's moving people. It's moving cargo. It's really the heart of all of these towns. And you mentioned the airports in big mm-hmm. cities in Europe. Many cases, they're hours away. You know, you fly into Rome, you're not getting out of the airport and walking into and seeing the Colosseum from the airport terminal.
And there are costs involved with getting to town.
Exactly.
Certainly, into the city. Okay, so the best thing to do is sit down with one of the counselors at Bon Voyage, one of the travel counselors, mm-hmm. talk about what your particular needs are, and then getting to the city that you will be embarking upon, and then in many cases the city is going to be different where you end your particular cruise. So there are travel arrangements and air packages, so the whole thing can be, you write one check and it's all going to be covered.
That's right, and we cover all of the details that go with that. If there's a transfer or a pre-night hotel to get in the night before, all of that comes together. And you mentioned the word counselor, and I appreciate you using that word, because that's how we present ourselves as, because travel is so personal. Bill, when we talk to you, you mm-hmm. may say, you know what, I want to experience a wine cruise, mm-hmm. so I'd rather take that. Or maybe a Christmas market cruise might be.
Or if you're into the arts.
Or the arts,
art
sure. And we could pair you up with the right cruise line, the right river. You may say, oh, I've always wanted to be on the river cruise, and you don't know to articulate that what you mean is you want to see the tulips in bloom in the Netherlands.
Yes.
But if you don't have the ability or articulation to say that to mm-hmm. us, mm-hmm. you, or if you're doing it yourself, you may not realize, oh, wow, if I'm on the Douro in mm-hmm. Spain and Portugal, mm-hmm. I will see no tulips.
No.
So, or windmills,
but
if that's what I want to see.
You will see some of the best vineyards in the world doing
that's right.
that Portugal. Portugal,
no, you won't go wrong.
Doing that
sure.
trip, I'm really glad you brought that one up, because Porto and that area, where port wine comes from, that's a great trip in Portugal. So they've got the full listing of what's available for the European River Cruises by set up your appointment with one of the consulars at Bon Voyage Travel. And you can also, and we encourage you to do so, go on bvtravel.com. And next month, we're going to talk about ocean cruising and Caribbean cruising. And
that's right.
It's so many possibilities right now in that area. Ryan, good to see you. Thank you very much.
Good to see you. Always a pleasure to be on.
All right. Bon Voyage Travel with the monthly Buckmaster Travel section, bvtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. What if you could see tomorrow? At Biosphere 2, being at the forefront of scientific discovery and innovation is our goal. And every Saturday during April, Biosphere 2 will present expert talks and have science activities focusing on Earth Month. What if presentations include a Nobel Prize-winning climate professor, Oceans Day, and wild jaguars in Arizona? Tours daily and more info at biosphere2.org. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. 11 minutes now toward 1 o'clock on this Thursday afternoon. To the state capitol we go, and Bruce Wheeler, Mr. Wheeler, state representative, district number 10, a Democrat. He is the assistant leader of the House Democrats. Representative Wheeler, how are you?
Well, I'm very well. Thank you. Good afternoon, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing very well. A year ago, this time, I believe the session had ended, hadn't it?
Oh, yes, it had already ended.
Wait.
I think it, yep, 2 weeks past the deadline from last year.
What's different about this year, other than the fact you're still in session and that you have not really had a formal look at a proposed budget?
Well, what's different is that and I'm trying to sincerely avoid being too partisan here, is that Republicans are just completely divided on budget proposals. For instance, kids care. We're the only state in the country that does not have kids care. We used to. It provides health insurance for children living in poverty, and it would add 30,000 children to that insurance policy. It's 100% covered by federal funds, so there's no cost to the state for at least 2 years, and it would bring in another $17 million in business to the state of Arizona. So passed almost unanimously out of the House of Representatives with Republican support. President Biggs, the Republican president of the Senate, is unilaterally by himself holding the bill in the Senate, hasn't even received a hearing. So we're waiting to see how much influence the governor has and if he's inclined to support it to push it through. So that's one example of a very big issue that's holding up the budget.
What is the bottom line opposition of Senator Biggs, Senate President Biggs, to this kids care?
Bill, you would really have to ask him. It's just we don't understand. It's just simply ideological, and that's one of the things, the topics that some of us have tried to address here in the legislature is ideological rigidity, and I think that's what this is. For instance, one of the legislators who is pushing very hard for it is a Republican legislator in the House. And she's written editorials, and she's going against her own caucus to try to get them to understand the importance of this. So it's purely ideological, to answer your question.
And we had Senator Biggs scheduled for our Friday focus last week. They had to cancel because they said they're so wrapped up with the budget. We were hoping to do it this Friday, and again, he said they're too involved with the budget. Why? Are you very close to getting some budget material, Bruce Wheeler?
No, we do understand, because obviously I can communicate to some of the Republicans, and they're very frustrated. The bottom line is there are 12 Republicans in the House who are hanging in to actually try and get some more funding for the universities in K-12 and for HERF, Highway User Revenue Funds. So we don't know how successful they are, how hard they're going to be pushed, whether they're going to be threatened with their own bills not succeeding if they pursue this. So the bottom line is there is a group of Republicans in the House and in the Senate who are hanging tough and united to try and get some additional funding for public education.
You joined with, I believe, 22 other state lawmakers. I believe they were all Democrats, in calling for University of Arizona President Ann Weaver Hart to either resign or give up her position with this online education provider, DeVry University. By the Republicans not signing on, are they supportive of this move or what?
Well, we didn't actually well, let me backtrack. Okay. Representative Macario Saldate is the person leading this effort.
Yes.
And so I asked him, and he said, well, Bruce, I just never really bothered. And I said, well, it might be a good idea, because Representative Bob Robson, Republican from the Chandler area, came up to me last week and said, Bruce, you ought to be asking us, because we've got some problems with Dr. Hart regarding the U of A in Phoenix. So it is 22 legislators, 18 of them are House members. That's almost a third. It is very serious. What bothers us enormously is that she's now tarnishing the brand of the U of A. She does not understand, she's clueless to the big argument in the legislature of public education support. And universities, the three of them, as you know, last year were cut $90 million. And we ask, where is Dr. Hart? Why is she not advocating for the U of A? She makes some token trips up here, but we see Dr. John Crow from ASU up here all the time. But let me say this about the public education argument and debate in the state, which is premier, a big issue in the state and a big issue in the legislature. She's missing in action from this debate, and she actually now has tagged on to DeVry, which is a for-profit university which depends on federal taxpayers' dollars in order to make a profit. And we think there is something very wrong with this, and now we feel that she needs to step down. There's editorial, the Arizona Daily Star made it clear that she should pick one or the other on Sunday. The Arizona Republic today said, too late to even consider just DeVry. Now we want you to leave the University of Arizona. Mm-hmm. So it's the media, it's academics, it's students. There are a lot of serious problems when she decides not to support the U of A, join a for-profit university that's under investigation by the Federal Trade Commission, and also has received over 150 complaints from veterans who are saying that their degree is almost as worthless as degrees from Trump University. So there's some very, it's really unfortunate that instead of being sensible and rational and fighting for the U of A, she has decided to take a personal decision here to step firm, and I think that's a very serious problem. I think her tenure is, she certainly is not going to have her contract renewed, and I think her tenure is very much jeopardized, and this is not the end of it.
And you think this is really going to hurt for university funding?
Sure. It distracts from the argument and the effort that we, the supporters of public education and restoring funds to the three state universities up here, are having, because she shows that she's not engaged. It shows that she does not understand the nature of the debate, and she's not present here to argue on behalf, incredibly, of her university to restore funding, lower tuition, and support the University of Arizona together with the other two state universities. That, to me, is absolutely incredible.
You know, this Prop 123, how are you voting on that, Bruce Wheeler?
I am voting for it. I have a statement in the election pamphlet giving my reasons for it. And basically, Bill, it's not the plan I would have chosen, but I'm a realist, and this is a plan that puts immediately, by this fall, over $600 million into K-12. And if we don't do that, we get zero. So what I'm facing is a situation in which we either get $660 million this fall or nothing, and then we get about $330 million a year for the next 9 years. The alternative is zero, and that's troubling. As far as the principle of the land trust, even if this passes, will still be greater in 10 years than it is today. So we're not depleting it. It's not my favorite plan. Democrats believe that this is only step one. Step two is the restoration of public education funding back to the 2008 levels. And step three is stop the nonsense of corporate tax breaks, because there are people looking at that and going, Governor, if you want to pursue corporate tax breaks, that means that money is not going into education. And he himself is jeopardizing Prop 123 by taking those actions.
What about your own political plans? You're not running for reelection?
I'm not, Bill. I'm glad I did what I did for 6 years. I think we had some important victories, the restoration of Medicaid, for instance. But, you know, it's time for someone else. I'm not termed out. I just think it's time to move on. I'm very humbled to have served people of Legislative District 10 in the city of Tucson, and I'm going to be doing some traveling and photography, hopefully.
That's right. You are a terrific photography, documentary photographer, and your work is fantastic, Bruce.
Thank you very much.
Bruce Wheeler, thank you very much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too, Bill. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Bruce Wheeler with us on the Buckmaster Show. It is about a minute away from 1 o'clock, and that means it's about time for us to wrap up what we're doing here on this Thursday. I will tell you tomorrow, our Friday Focus interview, Michael McDonald will be coming by. Mr. McDonald is CEO of the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. We wanted to bring him in because that organization is really worried right now about quite a bit of funding being cut off by the financially strapped city of Tucson to the food bank. So we'll hear from Mr. McDonald on the Friday Focus interview on Buckmaster. This afternoon, it's 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. And Ray Allen will be back again in a couple of hours with Mike. And then Wake Up Tucson for their Friday show beginning at 6 to 8. And then the Daily Double, Christy Simone and a different guest host. Until then, on behalf of Ray, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.